Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Omar. How may I assist you?
Hi, Omar. My name is Celinda McDonald, and I noticed that your company has withdrawn $74.95 from my account, and I want to know why.
Yes, ma'am. And verify your zip code.
76053. I'm on the phone. Shush.
Yes, ma'am. May you verify your personal last name?
Celinda McDonald. That's McDonald. And my first name is spelled with two C's.
Yes, ma'am. May you verify your billing address?
Okay. I live at 404 Melbourne, Melbourne Road, Hearst, Texas.
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. Yes, ma'am. So I see you order our AirPods and watch back October the 15th.
No, I haven't ordered anything from you guys.
Yes, ma'am. So you did sign up for a watch trial back on October the 15th.
No, sir. And will you explain what you're talking about? A watch?
Yes, ma'am, so you don't remember signing up for a 14-day trial for a watch, which was an initial trial charge of $6.95?
No, sir.
Yes,
I haven't received. I haven't received anything from you guys.
Yes, ma'am. Well, your address is 404 Melbourne Road, right?
Yes, sir. It is.
Yes, ma'am. And, so this package was sent to that to that address on October the 22nd. It was delivered by the U.S. Postal Service, ma'am. But you don't know anyone that could have made this purchase in your household, ma'am?
No, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I want to let you know that we take credit card fraud serious here at our company, ma'am. And we will prosecute anyone that has used your card without you knowing, ma'am. So if I may ask one more time, ma'am, you don't remember signing up for a 14-day trial for an initial trial charge of $6.95.
Okay, so I haven't received anything. I did read something like that, but I don't remember signing up for anything. But what is the $74 for?
Yes, ma'am. So the $74 is for the end of trial charge for our watch, ma'am, which was signed up for back on October the 15th.
I didn't receive any. And you're talking about a watch that you wear?
Yes, ma'am, with AirPods.
Okay, so if I didn't receive any of those, then I don't want to be charged for anything.
So you signed up for it, ma'am, right?
I didn't sign anything except for a free AirPods, and I never did receive them. And $6, I didn't think anything of it. But I didn't sign up for anything else, no watch, no nothing. It said free AirPods for just shipping.
Yes, ma'am. So what you initially signed up for was our watch and AirPods trial. And what that
okay.
Is.
So let's say I didn't receive either one of them. So why? And to me personally, I was going $6.95. I can throw that away. But I didn't receive nothing, zero. So why am I being charged for something I did never receive?
Yes, ma'am. So will you sign up for? So you did receive. You did not receive our package back on October the 22nd, ma'am.
No. I didn't receive anything.
Give me a second to track your package, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So I do see that from the report that the U.S. Postal Service sent us, ma'am, they did say that that the package was sent on October the 21st. It was delivered around 6:01 p.m. delivered in your mailbox, ma'am, in Hearst, Texas.
All right. So somebody must have been, we always get other people's mail because our mailman's not all that, good. So I never received it, but I never received anything. So why should I be charged $74 for something I have not received if that was supposed to be a watch? I mean, it said a free trial of a ear, I mean, it said free earbuds for just shipping, nothing else. So when I didn't receive it, I figured it never went through. I never saw it. And if it did go through, if I did see it, I thought, well, $6, that's nothing. But $74 is a lot of money. So you be quiet, little girl. So why am I being charged with something I did not receive?
Yes, ma'am, and they did send out the report that it was delivered, ma'am. But what I can do for you is I
What
can.
was delivered? Tell me what they delivered to my
Yes, ma'am.
house,
Yes, ma'am.
please.
Well, it says that the wireless mini pods, ma'am.
For $74, that the earbuds, mini buds, cost me $74.
Yes, ma'am. So what you
And
signed up
that's.
for back on October the 15th was a 14-day trial for the earpods, ma'am. And what that is, we send them to you to sample, I mean to try for 14 days, ma'am. And if you was just satisfied with them within those first 14 days, you're supposed to cancel in order to not get charged the
Well,
full amount on the 15th day,
that's
ma'am.
not what I read when I ordered the when I said, yeah, I want to try those earpods. It didn't say anything about a free trial. It said free earpods just for shipping. Do I have to go back and look that up?
Yes, ma'am. Our
Because if
alternative
it
is.
I, those little earpods that I was looking at online did not cost $74. I can go to the store and get them for $6.95. So was this a con for $74 that these earpods are not worth shit? That's
Yes.
why they're giving them away for $6.95?
Yes, ma'am. So you do have our earbuds?
No, I don't have them. That's what I'm trying to say. I saw the picture of them. And I'm going, oh, well, these aren't really those good earbuds. They're junk. So for $6.95 shipping, I'm gonna try them out. Never received anything. But now I'm getting charged $74 for a cheap little pair of earbuds I don't have.
Yes, ma'am. Well,
If they come in the mail, or if my neighbor decides to tell me that they forgot to bring it to me, whatever, because I get people's mail all the time, because that street, they all start with 400. Okay. If somebody comes up with me and hands me a package, will I still be able to send them back and cancel this? Because this $74 is ridiculous for a pair of little pods that cost $6.95 that I can get at the above dollar $5 store every day. I didn't get no watch. Little AirPods don't cost $74. It's a scam. Do I have to report you guys?
Ma'am, what I can do for you is offer you a 35% refund to that $74.95 charge, ma'am.
Gonna call my bank and have them cancel this and tell them that this is a con and I never received anything. Because they'll do the researching for me. Because I can go right now and go to Five Below store and get those same things that I see online. Because that's the only reason why I said, oh, $6.95 just for shipping? Oh, I'm gonna get those. I'm gonna see if I can get those. And that's all it said. It didn't say anything about a free trial. These earpods cost $74. And I've got the company and everything. And when I pulled up the company, it was over pills, not no AirPods. And you're telling me some kind of watch. I never received any kind of watch.
No, ma'am. That was my mistake. It was just the AirPods that you signed up for, ma'am.
AirPods. So which one is it, the watch or AirPods?
Ma'am, I just told you it was the wireless
mini. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to call my bank and have them file and I'll tell them exactly what, and I'll get that online thing pulled up, because I save all my receipts that I get when they say, send me an email. I save all that kind of shit. So I'll go in there, and I'm going to pull it up, and I'm going to give it to my bank and let them handle this. Since you're going to tell me 35% for a pair of cheap AirPods, that really not even worth $6.95 the shipping it supposedly I paid for. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. I do understand. And what I can do for you is offer you a 50% refund on that $74.95 charge, ma'am.
So now you want 50% of it? No. I want all of my $74 back. And if I get those pods in, whoever ever got it in who's ever mail on that street that they say, I'm going to send them back to you. But I don't have them yet. And when I get them, I'm going to prove to you that they're a pile of shit when I send them back and after I give them to my bank. Because they don't like fraud either. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
You got it?
So
once you understand?
Once you go to your bank, ma'am, and try to file a dispute, ma'am, they will once determine that the charge is a valid charge, ma'am, and they won't refund you any money, ma'am. So what I am going to do for you is give you a refund up to $74.95.
When will I see that? And if those earpods come back to me?
In 3 to 5 days, ma'am.
All right. So if I get those earpods back or get them from wherever they are in my street, because people don't want to get out because of the pandemic. So, and everybody that lives on my street are elderly people. So when I go to their door or go to my neighbor's door where I get all the mail, her mail, I will see if she received mine. Okay. And I will send them back. You have a return address on that envelope?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I will double check to see if any of them have them. I hope they do. Pray the Lord. And I will send them back. So what do I need to do to get my whole $74 back?
Ma'am, I just stated that I am issuing you a full refund of the $74.95. Just give me a second and I have your cancellation number.
All right. I need to get a pen. Can you find me a pencil? Oh, trying to rip off money. Almost over, baby girl.
Yes, ma'am. So I do have a cancellation number for you if you are ready for it.
Yes, ma'am. I sure am.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be C as in cat.
Yes,
535.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Hold on. That pencil had a broken lid. Hold on. I meant my babysitting my grandchildren. Hold on, please.
Thank you.
Ma'am, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm trying to sharpen this pencil with the knife. Hold on. I'm sorry. She's right all the time, but of course when I come over, she doesn't have any around. All right. See you in chat.
Yes, ma'am. See, as a cat, 535.
Yes.
1. B as in boy.
Uh-huh.
7. F as in Frank. A as in apple. 7. 2.
Is that it?
Yes, ma'am. That is your cancellation number, and you won't receive any more future charges from us.
All right, let me repeat this to make sure I copied it down correctly. C as in cat, 535, 1, B as in boy, 7, F as in Frank, A as in apple, 7, 2. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, that is your cancellation number.
All right, thank you. And may I get your name?
My name is Omar, ma'am.
Omar. Okay, Omar, I'll be glad to give you a good review. Okay, and thank you. For being yes, understanding.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
All right. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.